first artist speaking today. Yeah.
Novelist James Smiley wrote, "When I used to think about confusion, I would think of a grey mist, but that is not what confusion is. Confusion is perfect mystery and perfect sight at the same time. Confusion is like seeing without knowing. For me, that is what art is. Art enables the contradictions that are normally tidied away to remain in existence. When I look at a painting by Francis Bacon, I can see a lust for flesh and a disgust of flesh at the same time. In terms of how I experience the world, that allowance of contradictions is central to what I understand the world to be. It therefore enables me to have a contradiction like this. Art makes everyone's lives better because through its empathy and intelligence it forges new connections. Art makes no one's lives better because it reflects back to us the gaze that we bring to it. Art is like perfect mystery and perfect sight at the same time."
Thank you. You're coming really close and sit down on the floor as well so people at the back can get in close.
Now we're going to have our second response from Evan Gladstone. So the question was, how can art make more people's lives better? And to me, the key word here is more. And I think it's interesting for live work. Obviously for film, for books, things online, we're developing into an age where we can reach huge numbers. But I'm interested in live performance and how we can increase the numbers that come to that and appreciate it. I think we can be as ambitious as we like in our programming, and we should be. But what it's powerful art that is going to speak to people, and it's that which enriches. So how can we get it out there? I've got six ways I wanted to share with you. The first one was really how we can make the idea of creativity go far beyond the prerogatives of artists alone. So when we talk about cultural education that's been talked about today, we think about the teachers and the parents and the things we can do in schools and in colleges and the training of those teachers, where creativity and art is in their training. Secondly, if we can make the link-ups that have been talked about today, the idea where less money might mean less ego and therefore more collaborations, but if we link up as organisations, both in the commercial sector and the cultural sector, that those commercial organisations also have an understanding of art and culture. Thirdly, I think we shouldn't ignore the web. I think we should maximise the use of it, so how we can use it to help us bring people in to see the live work that we feel passionate about. Fourthly, as a programmer, I want to go on taking work out of buildings. Fifthly, as programmers, that we invite people in to program with us who are not of our age, of our culture, of our style, so we can bring different audiences in. And finally, I think the government needs to do what they can with tax and gift aid to actually help people give, because that's also part of making the art happen.
I asked some artists and I asked some audiences what they thought about this question. And Will Adamsdale said, "You couldn't put the answer to that question in a box on a questionnaire. I'm not sure there's a box big enough for the answer to that question. And if you did find one, the answer would betray you and disappear because it wouldn't like the idea of being boxed. So you'd be left with the biggest box on any questionnaire and an embarrassing lack of content. In the end, you'd have to write, 'You just can,' and leave it there. Blind faith, an idea that might not delight delegates at your conference." An audience member at Jackson's Way by Will Adamsdale said, "Mad but very liberating. At the end of this pointless show, I felt uplifted." I asked Inua Ellens, He said it offers escape from hard times. It's momentary, but I'd rather a brief candle than endless night. It gives perspective. I complained I had no shoes till I saw a man with no feet. An audience member at Nightwatch by Inua Ellams said, growing up in South London can be pretty grim when you have no interest in social hierarchy and only use knives for buttering toast and sharpening pencils. But by the end of your performance, I had tears in my eyes and dreams in my head. I asked Paul Clark from Uninvited Guests. He said, when I think about making your life better, about art making your life better, I think of a scene from The Simpsons. Lisa has been jamming with blues musician Bleeding Gums Bradley. She asks, how come I've been playing all this music and I don't feel any better? He says, Lisa, the blues isn't about making yourself feel better. It's about making other people feel worse. I'm not sure art always makes people's lives better, but getting people into the habit of making things is probably some insurance against our tendency to destroy things. An audience member after Love Letters by Uninvited Guest said, it filled my heart with glee when you played my dedication. It made my boyfriend go misty, and in November he proposed to me from the bottom of his bed. He said the idea came to him from the words I directed at you. Is he telling the truth or is it a convenient story? In any case, we're getting married in May, and we'll dedicate in return How